On December 15th, HDNet Fights presents Reckless Abandon. Mark Cuban's new MMA promotion presents their second show at the American Airlines Center in Dallas. Lots of big names, lots of familiar names from the MMA world. And one of those names is a man that I have on the line right now with me, Pete Spratt, former UFC fighter and now a member of HDNet Fights. And he has a big match coming up against a man by the name of Tristan Yunker, and we'll talk about him in just a bit. But first off, Pete, would love to know how you got in contact with HDNet Fights and how that relationship came about.
Well, that relationship came about when Guy Mesmer was brought on board to help out with the show. Guy and I have a long history. I used to train with Guy, and usually anytime Guy has any projects coming up, he tries to pull some of his boys in with him into those projects, and you know, give us an opportunity to make an income doing some other things. I know he's done a couple of pilots for some TV shows, and he brought me on board for that. And so he's just kind of looking out, you know, for his guys that are in the fight world are still competing.
So this will be the second time that you've competed for HDNet Fights. You were on the inaugural show a couple of months ago on October 13th. You defeated TJ Waldberger, avenging a loss to him the previous month. And now you've got this fight coming up against Yunker. How many more fights do you have on your contract? Is it a fight-by-fight basis, or were you signed to some sort of contract?
No, HDNet is fight per fight, so I don't have any kind of long-term agreement or anything like that. So, which, you know, kind of prefer it that way. It gives you the opportunity to fight in other promotions and things of that nature. But, you know, I guess we'd have to sit down and look if HDNet decides to offer a long-term contract. I have to sit down and look at the numbers and make sure that's the right thing for me to do.
Yeah, it seems as though that's the case with most of the fighters. Have they told you about anything, you know, come 2008, they're planning on doing a lot more shows. Is that something that they're going to look to do in the future? Have they told you anything about that? Or do you think that for the foreseeable future and time, it will just be a fight-by-fight basis?
I mean, if they want to have some consistency with the show and some name recognition, then that's something that they should look into doing is signing some guys long term. But as of right now, I hadn't heard anything about that. So all I know is that they're doing fight for fight right now.
All right, and they had their first show, as I said, October 13th at the American Airlines Center, the home of the Mavericks and the Stars. What did you think of the HDNet's first foray into the world of mixed martial arts? Mark Cuban came out afterwards, said there were a couple of things that he wanted to tweak. What were your first impressions?
I thought it was pretty good for a first time promotion. I know I had an issue with the entrance, having the two guys that are facing each other, standing next to each other before they get in the cage. I didn't think that was a very good idea. You just kind of want to say, a guy that I'm fighting, I really don't want to see him or be close to him until I step into the cage. And, you know, that look there just kind of threw me off a little bit. So hopefully they'll get that worked out. But, and the officials, I think the officials, need to be on top of the fight a little bit more, because in my fight with TJ, he took probably three unanswered shots that he didn't have to take. But other than that, you know, the production was it was overall pretty good for a first time show, and the attendance was good for a first time show. But I think they'll get it worked out. Cuban's a very good businessman, so I think he'll get it worked out.
Yeah, you mentioned Mark Cuban. Obviously, his affiliation with the promotion is huge, and there are a lot of new promotions that have come up in the last couple of years, Elite XC, IFL, and now HDNet Fights. But if you ask me, the association of Mark Cuban being with HDNet, I mean, everything that man touches in terms of the world of sports almost turns to gold. I mean, do you view HDNet as really being a viable player in a couple of years, especially with Mark Cuban driving this boat?
Yeah, I think they will. it's as you stated, you know, everything he touches in sports, you know, it will. I think not only just sports, but, you know, any type of business venture, Q Cuban's been very successful, so I think that it's going to be a possibility that that's going to be the case. Whether I'll be on board long term or not is yet to be seen. We'll see. We'll see how it happens. You know, I mean, I'll be 37 in January, so I don't have a lot of time left in this game. So we'll kind of see how it plays out.
Did Mark meet with you guys before or after the show to talk to you about, you know, how excited he is to be involved in MMA, or did you not have get a chance to speak with him?
Nah, I mean, he was at the weigh-ins prior to the show, and you know, he told us a few things on what he envisions for HDNet, but you know, after the fight, we didn't see much of Mark.
All right, so you got another match coming up on December 15th, this time against Tristan Yunker, 12-6. And you know, a lot of people haven't heard of Tristan, but he does have a couple of big wins under his belt, most notably against Clay Guida, who's enjoying a lot of success in the UFC right now. What do you know about Tristan in terms of his style and the way he likes to fight?
Quite honestly, nothing really. I've gotten a few phone calls from some of my friends that have fought on a few shows with him, and you know, supposedly he has some pretty decent Greco-Roman wrestling, and he has a signature move called Tarantula that he's submitted quite a few guys with. But you know, other than that, I really don't know anything about him. The first time I actually heard of him was when Guy brought his name to my attention as a potential opponent, and I quite honestly, I like to keep it that way. Whether I know him or not, watching film or watching video or anything like that, it kind of gives you a false sense of security or false insecurities. And for me, I just like to step in the cage and let the fight happen. And I'm gonna stick with my game plan and do what I do. I've heard some things about this guy that don't sit well with me. But you know, other than that, I'm just going to go in and do my thing. Apparently, he's been talking crap already about me, that he's going to take it back to old school and take me down and pound me out. And, you know, if that's, you know, what he's going to use to motivate himself, talking noise to a professional like myself, then that's him. But we'll see on December 15th.
So obviously he's trying to use some mind games to psych you out, and like I said, you've been around this game for a long time. The fight on December 15th against Yunker, do you just view this one as kind of a stepping stone to other ones, perhaps fighting in the next February show for HDNet Fights? Is that what you're looking at right now?
No, right now, you know, I'm just looking at the December 15th show and having a good outing for December 15th. And whether I'm with HDNet in February or not, that's yet to be seen. It's, you know, quite a possibility that I could be going back to the UFC. So, I mean, my options are open. I just need to make sure that I get a big win, and I get a win in devastating fashion on December 15th.
Yeah, you mentioned the UFC. The last time fans saw you in the UFC octagon was this past June, and unfortunately in a loss against Tamdan McCrory. Have you spoken to them, you know, since now you've kind of gone the free agent route, Joe Silva, Dana White? Have they told you about any plans for you in the future in the UFC?
Well, actually, I had to get their permission to fight TJ when I fought him the first time at that small show in Austin. And as of right now, I haven't heard anything from those guys. But, you know, with the UFC, man, you're one win in or one loss out. And that's just the way they operate. I mean, you never know if they decide they're going to call you back. I've had a good relationship with them for several years, so you know, there's always the possibility that Joe will give my manager a call and say he wants to be on the show.
And now that you're kind of, like I said, in free agent status, and before you agreed to these fights with HDNet, did you have any discussions with the Elite XCs or the IFLs of the world to fight for their promotions?
Actually, I was contacted by Elite XC. They had a guy fall out for that last show that they had in Corpus. And because I had already signed my contract with HDNet, I chose not to fight. And I'm not a last-minute type of replacement guy anyway, so I kind of took it, you know, as an insult that they would call me, you know, the week of their fight, looking for me as a replacement. And you know, I've been in the sport long enough to where I don't have to take fights like that. And so I kind of stepped away from that opportunity. But you know, I think with them knowing that I'm a free agent now, there's possibility that they'll come calling for me to participate on one of their shows as well.
Do you know which fight that was, the one that they called you about? Do you remember?
I believe the opponent was a Korean gentleman that they had on the card. Lane Yarborough or something fell out, and they were looking for a replacement for him.
Okay.
And they actually ended up getting somebody from Houston to fight in his place.
Did you happen to catch that show? I'm curious as to what your thoughts are on Kimbo Slice. I mean, you're one of the true veterans of the sport, been around since 1999. What do you think of Kimbo Slice and his entrance into the world of mixed martial arts?
I think Kimbo has he has some good potential. Just looking at him at that particular his last fight, you know, he was nice and compact. He didn't swing wild, and he landed a nice. He slipped the jab, landed a nice uppercut to the guy's upper rib, and I think that shot really hurt him, and it surprised him. And I think he tried to get out of the fight before he really took some damage from Kimbo. But you know, we'll see. I mean, Kimbo just needs the right matchups. He doesn't need any Brazilian jiu-jitsu guys early in his professional MMA career. But I think he's gonna do well.
Now, a lot of casual and hardcore MMA fans would know your name, some of the casual ones, simply from the Ultimate Fighter 4 show. You were one of the cast members on that show. Looking back now, was that a positive experience in your career? Are you happy that you signed up for it? And, you know, what did you take away from that? You know, you hear a lot of bad stories about living in that house and how dreadful it could be. What was your experience like?
I mean, it was... There's some positives and negatives from that particular experience. And the negative was, you know, being in that house and being isolated from the outside world. It was one of the things that I hated most. But, you know, I got the opportunity to get some insight on how it really is to focus specifically on training and not worrying about anything else. And my popularity, it rose from that. And, if you look at most of the guys, especially the season one guys, their careers, most of them careers just shot through the roof. And it was definitely a good experience for me as far as my popularity and getting my name back out there in the sport. But would I do it again as a participant? No. As a coach, definitely. But I would never go back in the house as a participant.
Now, your involvement in the show, was it? Did you contact the UFC to try to get on, or did they contact you? I know they contacted you.
They contacted me. Yes.
Okay.
I was in. I had a kickboxing match in Istanbul, Turkey, and I got back to town. I was getting ready to fight for a promotion in Fort Worth, and I got a phone call the day of weigh-ins as I was getting ready to fight another opponent about the Ultimate Fighter 4. Made a couple of phone calls to a couple of my friends one was a coach on the show, and he was like, if you don't do anything else, listen to me about this and take that opportunity, and I did.
Now that we're looking kind of back at your career here, and you're obviously not done by any stretch of the imagination, but I wanted to get a confirmation on a story that I read conflicting reports on. After your win against Robbie Lawler in 2003, did the UFC offer you a title shot against Matt Hughes that you turned down because you weren't ready? I'd read kind of conflicting reports on that and was curious as to what the real story was.
Well, the real story is, I turned down that opportunity because I didn't feel like they were paying me the amount of money that I needed to pay for a title shot. And I knew with the win, Matt would make 20 to 25 times more than I was making for the title shot. And I didn't feel like that was deserving for me to fight, so I told him no.
And now looking back, do you regret that decision? I mean, you could have been the champ,
no
regrets.
Do you
feel as though that left you in poor standing with the UFC, the fact that you turned it down?
No, because, you know, that particular fight, after I beat Robbie, that was the last time I was in UFC, and, you know, I get back from Turkey, and they called me to do the show a couple of years later, so, no, I don't think there was a bad taste. If there was, they wouldn't even call me to do the Ultimate Fighter 4.
Now, you talk about obviously the discrepancy between how much fighters make. What do you think? I mean, 4 years later now, and there's a lot of talk about the difference between what MMA fighters and boxers make, for example, especially on the undercards. How do you feel as though the sport has progressed in terms of the money that the fighters such as yourselves make? Are you happy with it, or do you think there's a lot more room for improvement?
Well, quite honestly, I was happy with my last contract with the UFC after doing the Ultimate Fighter 4. It was the most money I've ever made in a sport. And quite honestly, I'm at a situation now with fighting for HDNet. I'm making about as much money as I was making 5 years ago. And that doesn't sit quite well with me. But I understand it's a new promotion. But I think I've been around long enough to where I knew when I left, when the opportunity to fight for HDNet, I knew I was going to have to take a certain amount of a pay cut, but not a pay cut to what I was making 4 to 5 years ago.
So is this a situation where if you do win again on December 15th, where you'll be in position to ask for a lot more money should they want you to come back and fight for their promotion?
Most definitely. I think it was just a slap in the face, and to me, as far as you know what I've done in my career, and not even that, just from my performance from the first show for HDNet, I had a great fight. I got rid of TJ in dramatic fashion, and they offered me the same money they offered me the first fight. So it's a situation where it seems like I have now, after 8 years of being in the sport and accomplishing the things that I've accomplished, I've got to go back and start over and prove myself again. And that leaves a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth, but at the same time, it gives me the motivation to get out there and do my thing and prove to these people that I'm worth more than what I'm getting paid to do this thing.
Clearly, you have no problem in sticking up for what you believe in. You turned down the title fight. Did you ask them for more money before this fight, and they turn you down, or did you try to hold out for anything less, or did you view this as?
Well, I didn't necessarily ask for more. I just expected that I would be offered more because of my first performance with HDNet, and they didn't offer more, and they stood firm on that, and it was a situation where either fight or end up being at home not having a fight. And so I took the fight, but at the same time, I just hope they don't think that they can railroad me into taking the same amount of money if I indeed come in and destroy my next opponent. It's going to be a situation where they're going to have to respect me, and not just me and what I've done, but respect my performances for their show and compensate me the way I should be compensated.
All right, Pete, we've got just a month left in the year 2007. As you look at your career right now, how many years do you foresee yourself still fighting in the sport of mixed martial arts?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel really good. TJ was 19, and my body feels good. I'm doing a lot more with the jiu-jitsu, so I think that's going to add to some longevity to my career. But Randy set the bar high, you know, and I think definitely for sure I've probably got, you know, 2 to 3 more years left for sure, but we're just going to see how my career progresses from this point on. If I'm on a winning streak, I'll keep doing it until I just feel like I can't do it anymore or I can't compete. But at this particular time, you know, I feel like I can still get in there and compete with the best of them.
Are there any guys out there, maybe who are not in the UFC, that you could potentially fight that you would love to get in the octagon or ring with in 2008?
Nobody in particular. It really doesn't matter. I'm just, you know, taking one fight at a time. And, you know, if I've got good fights or good matchups in front of me, then I'll take those fights. But, you know, there's nobody in particular that I'm just dying to get in the ring with. I'll get in the ring with anybody.
Now, I was doing some research on you earlier today and saw that you actually appeared in an episode of Blind Date. You have some potential movie roles coming up. Is there a chance that this is something that you're going to pursue full time in a few years, the acting route in front of the camera instead of fighting in front of the camera?
Most definitely. I'm laying the groundwork for that now. I got a new agent that books me for my entertainment stuff. And I signed with him just before the HBCU Fight Show, Image Management Corporation. And I'm just doing a lot of things, and I've actually gotten four. I have four movies that I'm going to be shooting in 08. And there's a kickboxing movie, a couple of martial arts action type films. And I'm just kind of setting myself up for when I do retire to pursue my acting a lot harder. But I've got a lot of stuff coming up with the acting.
Did you ever give that girl on Blind Date a second chance, or was it a one and done?
Now we remain friends. So she actually lives in L.A. and she's doing her thing in TV and films and commercials. So we remain friends. But as far as that was a one-time thing.
All right, Pete. I want to really thank you so much for taking the time out the day after Thanksgiving. You can read up on all the Pete Spratt news there is to know on therealpetespratt.com. He's got a big fight against Tristan Yunker, as we just spoke of, on December 15th at the American Airlines Center for HDNet Fights, Reckless Abandon, and hopefully some other big fights down the road come 2008 and beyond. Pete, thanks so much, and continued success to you in the future.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.